Texte numéro 80. The Dry Facts. Water covers two-thirds of the Earth's surface. It is not used up when consumed. It just keeps circulating. So why do researchers from MIT predict that by the middle of the century, more than half of humanity will live in water-stressed areas, where people are extracting unsustainable amounts from available freshwater sources? One reason is that as the world's population grows larger and richer, it uses more water. Another is climate change, which accelerates hydrologic cycles, making wet places wetter and dry places drier. The World Resources Institute, a think tank, ranked 167 countries and found that 33 face extremely high water stress by 2040. But a lot of the problem stems from lousy water management, and that is something the officials who meet in dusty Marrakesh this week for the next round of annual UN climate talks should ponder. A crucial part of adapting to a warmer world is to work out how to allocate water more efficiently. Each person needs to drink only a few litres a day, but it takes hundreds of litres to grow food, and thousands to put a joint of beef or pork on the table. Farming accounts for 70% of water withdrawals, and industry accounts for most of the rest. Because farmers and factory bosses are politically powerful, they typically pay far too little for their water. Many pay nothing to raid underground aquifers. India pumps two-thirds of its irrigation water this way. When something is too cheap, people squander it. Chinese industry uses 10 times more water per unit of production than the average in rich countries, for example. Farmers in parched places like California grow thirsty cash crops, such as avocados. The key to managing water better is to price it properly, giving consumers a reason not to waste it and investors an incentive to build infrastructure to supply it. Before water can be properly priced, however, it needs to be clear who owns it, or more precisely, who has the right to extract how much from rivers, aquifers, and so on. Australia has led the way in creating such a system of tradable water rights. This means that the only way one person can have more of the liquid is if another person has less. For the system to work, extra care should be taken to ensure that tradable water rights are allocated in a fair and open way. Getting water policy right will not only encourage everyday conservation, it will also stimulate the development of technologies such as artificial meat, which uses far less water than the real stuff, and cheaper desalination. The alternative is to prove Mark Twain right when he said, "Whiskey is for drinking, water is for fighting over." Adapted from The Economist, November 2016.